the two new products, the retro product and this is a what?
The micro DSD.
Right. And what does it do?
The micro DSD is a both a desktop, home-based and a portable DAC headphone amp.
Okay.
Two neat tricks about it. Number one, it does DSD and PCM natively, so it doesn't convert, keeps it all original.
Right.
Number two is it has a quite an unusual headphone amp section that you can adjust to suit the whole range of headphones, from one end to really sensitive in-ears, and to the other end, really hungry headphones like the HE6s. So the customer just flicks the dials and gets the settings right, and they can get the correct set, get the sensitivity and power to work with it.
Right, excellent. How much is that?
This one is around £425 level in UK, £499 US and €499 Euros with and without tax.
Right, okay. And over on the other side of your stand, you have what your colleague has been calling a sort of a retro system?
It is called the iFi Retro because we have the iFi Nano and the iFi Micro range, and we also have the iFi Retro range coming out next month. And that guy is an all-in-one tube amplifier with a phono stage and with a DAC, and is able to receive signal via Bluetooth. So from the very young people that has iPhones and iPads can stream it in, and to the older people that can go to turntables, get the whole end covered, the full end-to-end. And then in addition, it's all bamboo, so it's minimal coloration. And also we make our own, got our own speaker drivers made, so there's actually no crossover because they're designed to work together from day one. So quite a nice sound.
Are they your speakers?
Yes. It's a full system. You pay, roughly when it's launched next month, around £1,500 level. It'll be all in one system. The customer just picks up the box and takes it home and just plugs it all, and that's it. So they either have their iPhone or their turntable or a CD player or a computer. It just takes it all in its stride.
Are these your first speakers? Because I'm not familiar with speakers from your company.
No, we don't do speakers. This is the only one that we're going to do because it's quite a one aimed at the more mass market, normal audio people, not the so fanatical about their stuff. So people that really care about the sound know about the insides. People don't really know about the sound, then go on the outside and Bluetooth the music in and go, wow, this is significantly nicer than their iPad or their iPhone.
Are they sort of OEMs from a different company, or are they your own model?
No, we make all our own stuff. So even the USB module, which is the XMOS chipset, we write our own code for it. So everything we do is ground up, except for the hardware chip. So we buy the Burr Brown, we buy the XMOS chip, but other than that, everything else, we do it ourselves. Even the power supply, we get it all done ourselves, so it's all done in-house design from the ground up.
And was I right in hearing that there were some valves in there?
Yes.
What sort?
EL84's push-pull. It'll be about 25 watts per channel, so that's why it's called the Retro 50, 25 plus 25.
So that must give it quite a nice sort of open sonic signature.
Sound, yeah. And also it's got tone controls in there as well.
So
you can equalise your records, or you can use it to adjust MP3 recordings and whatever. And you can adjust the bass, and you can adjust the 3D. It's something to do with regards to sound, the sound playback. Alan Blumlein stuff from many, many years ago. And we kind of like brought it back out into the open again.
Right.
Yeah, lots of unusual trick stuff.